Hello, this is Am I Old Yet? A series of short radio plays by Floyd Kennedy. I'm Floyd Kennedy, by the way. I hope you enjoy this next episode in the rather chaotic life of Helen Doherty. This episode is called Finish the Book. Alexa, what are my reminders for today?
Here is your upcoming reminder. Finish the book.
Finish the book? Which book? I'm reading 3 books. I don't need to finish them yet, do I? Did someone else ask me to read a book? Did I buy a new book recently? Oh, Lordy, stop. Just stop. Panicking does not help. Right then. Why am I sitting here wondering what I'm supposed to be doing? What was I doing before? Oh, I was in the kitchen. Okay, there's the kettle. Yes? Oh, hold on, I'm on my way. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Mrs. Doherty.
Helen, please.
Oh, yes, Helen. Sorry to bother you.
Oh, it's no bother. It's lovely to see you. How are you? Have you had the vaccination yet?
Yes, last week, thanks. I'm fine. I was lucky. No reaction at all.
Oh, that's good. How's Nana?
Oh, that's what I wanted to say. Remember, you wanted to ask her a question, you know, on her birthday.
Oh, yes. Did I?
Oh, that question.
Oh, goodness, yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I hope she wasn't offended.
Not at all. She laughed.
Really?
Yes. She laughed so much, like we haven't heard a laugh like that for years.
Oh, well. Good, I think. Do you know why?
Well, not really. And the thing is, she wouldn't say.
Oh, so she didn't give you an answer for me?
No, she just asked me to give you this.
Oh, how very kind of her. It's just lovely.
She said you would know what it means.
Really? I need to have a think about it. Although
I better get back. Harry's making lunch. See you later.
Oh, my. Where are you, phone? Oh. Hello?
Gran? Is that you?
Oh, Susie. Yes, it's me. Why do you ask? Didn't you mean to phone me?
Yes, of course.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Why? For phoning you?
Absolutely. I know how busy you are. And I just want you to know how much I appreciate that you think of me.
Oh, don't be daft, Gran. Of course I think of you, especially now.
What, now? Now why? Because I'm a poor, lonely, helpless old woman who...
I don't think so. You aren't any of those things, are you? Are you lonely, Gran?
Nope, can't say I am. Forgot how to do that many, many years ago. If I ever knew...
What do you mean?
I mean... When I was a child, I was on my own. I played on my own. Couldn't figure out how to join in with the other kids. I wanted to, but I didn't know how. To be honest, now I think about it, I didn't want to do the things that they were doing. Running around screaming? What's that about? Sitting around bitching about anyone who isn't sitting around bitching with you? I just don't get it.
Nor me.
So I got on with my own stuff, making things, making up stories in my head. What? What did you say?
I said, nor me. I don't get the whole grippy thing. Hanging out with a gang, it bores me silly.
But you have lots of friends, don't you? I thought you were a genuine party girl.
Oh, I'm a good faker, Gran. I role play it so that they don't pester me too much.
Me too.
I don't want to be too weird, but I know I am.
Gosh, You're really good at it. I would never have guessed.
I'll take that as a compliment. But don't tell Mum. She longs for me to be a party girl.
Even though she isn't.
Because she isn't? Now that is weird. But we love her.
Too right we do. So, why are you calling me now, today, in particular? Come on, Susie, what's going on?
I wanted to run something by you. It's a project I'm working on for a history assignment.
History? I thought you were doing politics.
Well, I am. But it's not just modern-day politics. We have to look back at how things were to see if we can figure out how we got to here.
Oh, now that I approve of. So, what's your idea?
It's something I've been thinking about with the pandemic situation and how young people... Oh, sorry, people my age... in particular, seem to believe they're being horribly deprived of their human rights by not being allowed to hang out in groups, and how they're missing the music gigs, thousands of people gathering and doing nothing but jumping up and down and singing da-di-da-di-da, whatever. Oh, sorry, I get a bit carried away.
You go, girl.
Anyway, I started wondering when this came to be such a thing. That it is now embedded into the culture as if it had been like this forever. But it hasn't. It's very recent. If you look back 100 years, apart from the aristocracy, most people were too busy working and looking after their own children every single day of the year. Or 200 years ago, when they were making their own clothes as well, and 300 years, they would have been growing their own food.
Wow! You really have been thinking about this.
And they would have been making their own entertainment with their families, maybe close friends.
Oh, maybe with members of the local community, the village,
yes,
you know?
Yes, but it was local and everybody knew each other. Am I onto something here, Gran?
I think you're spot on, sweetheart. You might need to double-check the date, but... Oh, and be careful not to oversimplify it. But I think you've touched on something vital. We've all been forced to stop and consider how we socialise. Well, some of us have. But nobody that I've heard so far has made the point that it's a very recent phenomenon, especially the festivals, hanging out in huge crowds with nothing to do but indulge yourself for days on end.
Oh, thank you, Gran.
Apart from the Greeks.
I knew you would make sense of my daft ideas.
What do you mean, daft ideas? Who told you that?
Jack. He wasn't being mean. He just thought it might make other people think I was daft for critiquing the way things are.
Jack? Do I know this, Jack?
Not yet, Gran. But you will, all in good time, one step at a time.
Oh, okay. Here I go, gently backing off until you are ready to take me to the next level of knowing Jack.
Good girl.
Have you run this idea past your tutor yet?
Not yet. I wanted to try you first.
Well, darling, I am honoured and delighted. I can't begin to tell you how much. I think it's a great idea to pursue. And Susie?
Yes?
As you do your research, be on the lookout for anything that might disprove your ideas. That makes you go deeper.
Sure thing, Gran. Now, Gran, I have a question for you.
Hit me with it.
What's up? You sounded upset when you answered the phone.
Did I?
Yes.
Ah, yes. Well, that wasn't upsettedness. It was more a kind of joy. Shock, but in a good way.
Tell me more.
You know my neighbours across the corridor, Jennifer and Harry, and Jennifer's grandmother, Nana?
Sure.
Well, it was Nana's 102nd birthday last week.
What?
I know. And they ordered a huge bouquet of flowers for her, and the florist dumped them on my doorstep, so I thought they were for me. But Jennifer asked if I'd seen them, and I said yes, and I handed them over, and I wished Nana a happy birthday, and then
Yes, Gran? You what?
I asked them to ask her if she thinks she is old yet.
Oh, my.
I know. Me and my big mouth. But the thing is, apparently, Nana just laughed and laughed at it, and she wouldn't give them an answer. But she sent me a gift, a flower from the bouquet. One single, perfectly formed pink Rosebud, and she said that I would know what it meant.
Oh, how lovely. And do you?
Well, I haven't had much time to think about it, but I think maybe I do. I think it means two things. One, who gives a stuff? Life is amazing. It starts, it grows, it changes as it grows, and then it dies. And two, it always had within it the dyingness. So, for all of its life, it was always old. Too obvious? Not obvious enough?
Deep.
Too deep?
Just about deep enough, Gran. I guess we're both onto something, no?
I'll take that.
Me too. Thanks, Gran. Love you.
Love you back. Oh! Oh! I just remembered! I know what book I have to finish.
What?
I've remembered what book I have to finish. The one I'm writing. Bye, darling.
Gran?
Yes, love?
You are one weird dude.
Takes one to know one. That was episode 4 in Am I Old Yet? A comedy about aging joyfully, or at least attempting to. It was written, performed, recorded and produced by Floyd Kennedy.